Blog Talk Radio.
Like, for instance, over here in America, if you are, you know, you say you're white and proud, or you say white pride worldwide on the internet, on Facebook, they kick you off for 30 days. You know, it's not that bad over here yet, but it's getting that way. Well, over in the UK, if you say that, or if you say the N word, okay, because I'm not going to say it, you get snatched up by the police. They come grab you. I mean, seriously, I watched it, you know, and I had a witness tell me this, and his Carnival was his username on YouTube, or Carnival, that's what it was, and they snatch the kid up, and they throw you in jail, and they take all your computer equipment, all your technological equipment, and they analyze it, okay, and basically what they're doing is they don't want anyone being any type of standing on your own and doing any type of critical thinking or going against the norm or what the current trends are, I guess. That's how I perceive it because, well, you know, I can see where, you know, back 60 years ago, if you said something discriminatory or whatever, you know, it's okay. But, you know, you pretty much had free speech, or if you were to make your own judgment call on what you wanted to believe. Today, if you say it, you're a racist. Everybody's a racist today. Okay, and today, for some reason, the New World Order and these thugs and these elites, and I got into a lot of other discussions, too. I'm going to go over that, because they're probably listening here, because they told me they were going to listen, you know, but they're international listeners, and most likely they're not going to, you know, they have to pay to call, but they're probably listening via the internet right now, so, and the show's called Understanding the Times Today, Understanding the Times in Which We Live Today, that's the title of the show. And this guy, well, you know, he was very concerned. He's like, oh, I think they're going to be coming for me next. And, you know, I'm like, you know, he's sitting by a window, like staring out the window. I saw eyes on the internet. He's like, yeah, everybody coming for me next, you know. And I'm like, oh, my God. I said, you know, I mean, this is how bad it is over there. He's like, oh, yeah. He goes, we don't have no Second Amendment rights. You know, it's insane. And the people are so shallow and weak. Now, listen, this is what they do. It's kind of like trolls. Now, over there in Europe, they have something called cancel. They cancel you. And it's kind of like trolls here. They attack your internet or attack you. Kind of like they do me on my podcast show. They, you know, which, you know, but America's free. You know, they wouldn't dare come around my property and try anything because, you know, they would, you know, I defend myself. I don't care what anybody says, you know. And you still have that right in America. So, and you know, everyone knows that pretty much. And Americans, you know, we ain't got to take no crap. But anyway, they have that kind of crowd here. But anyway, they have this cancel crowd, cancel. And that's what they call them. And what they do is they hack into your system and they steal your banking information. They destroy your life. They create phony profiles about you. And wussified crap. I got somebody in my family that does crap like that. You think it'd be a big joke, like a little giggly, little queer, little pervert, little thing, you know? And they're cowards, you know? They act all tough on the phone. I'm going to get you. They drink, you know, 7 beers, and they're going to beat you up, and they're going to get you, you know? But they never show up. They never do anything. And they hide behind your back, and they stab you in the back, you know? And we got that over here, and that's a growing problem. But over there, they when they band together in these packs of wolves, what they do is they single somebody out who's not a part of their crowd or their clique and conforms to the way they believe, and they destroy their lives. And you can't get, they go after their employers, and everyone else caves in because, you know, they don't want any problems with this pack of wolves. And it's that type of society sector over there. And I'm listening to this guy tell me this story, and I'm like, my God. I said, how the hell you people live? You got to do whatever. I mean, you have to conform to whatever the populace agrees with. I mean, and the government's overseeing the shadow government's overseeing all this, and they're making and they're loving it because they're stripping away your rights. Or, you know, little by little over there, they don't have no Second Amendment rights. You don't allowed to own a gun over there. He said the only people that have guns over there, okay, in the UK, the only people that have them are the criminals. And guess who the criminals are over there? This is going to offend all of you, but this is still America, so cancel me out. Black people. Okay? Yeah, that's what he told me. This is what he told me. And he said, I'm not, you know, and it's the truth. You know, look at the numbers. And you know, he said, you're well, come on over here anytime you want. Let's take a walk down the street. You'll be, you know, they're walking around with machetes. I mean, you walk, it's kind of like here in a way in the inner cities and the bad neighborhoods. But, you know, you've got the police patrolling and everything, but there's still jungles and everything. And this is all stems from the liberal policies of and the conforming of this and then the tentacles of the New World Order. So, you know, because we all need to get along. You know, I mean, we all got to get along, right? So that means I have to be forced to believe what you believe. And if I want to be by myself, or if I want to be with this group over here, I shouldn't be, because it's just not right. You know, well, who says what is right and what is wrong? So anyway, we started into the snowball of a conversation, and I'm going to post that information and everything about this guy, this kid. And the kid's a teenager, first of all, and he wasn't even using the word in a derogatory term. He's just a white kid that used it in a slang, joking away. He was like joking around, and I guess somebody of importance heard it, and then they put him. They took his freedom away from him because of it. Took his freedom because he said a word. You know, does that kind of look like what we're doing here in America? Domestic violence, verbal abuse, right? Verbal abuse is very serious. It could destroy somebody. I mean, people could commit suicide over it. Listen. I fear this for the younger generation, because if you have got to knock it off. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Do you remember that saying, the older generation out there? Do you remember that? What happened? Now if somebody says boo, you can go to jail? Somebody says a certain word, you're afraid for your life now? You know, come on. Grow a damn set up. And that's why I respect that National Socialist Movement so much. Because I watched their rally on YouTube in Detroit. And you know what? I watched this girl, this LGBTQ weirdo, get in front of Bert there, the commander. He just slammed her right out of the way. He warned her, get out of my way. And she wouldn't. And they're just walking. They're demonstrating. You know, they're doing a march or whatever. And, they're just exercising their right, and this lady just got right in front of me and slammed her on her ass. And, and she didn't know what to do. And she's looking around like she's going to get help. You know, and these guys, there's only 15 of them there, 14 of them walking, and there's a couple thousand of these scumbag, weaklings, because that's what they are, because the people that have to be in 1,000-man crowds, really, they like to blend in, and they can't stand on their own and stand up for themselves. You know, the numbers always mean everything to them. Numbers are good. And it's always good to have the masses, if you're in a battle. But I'm just saying, I'd rather, to be honest with you, have 10 people that will stand up and fight and die on their feet than 100 cowards. But anyway, so we're talking, and that was just one of the people that I met there. And then I met another gentleman. I forgot where he's from. I think Pennsylvania. And he's talking to me about, and I could tell, this thing, this Amigo thing, it's a battle, basically, of cultures. I spoke to this other individual, and there was another one, too, that was a Marxist I spoke to. And this individual was a high school student, and I'll go into that in a second. But this individual was, basically, he doesn't believe that the Federal Reserve prints the money, that he doesn't believe it. Everything I tried to show him and tell him, he just did not believe me. The Federal Reserve, the debt that we owe, we don't have to pay it back. There's all the debt in America. It's like it doesn't matter. It's like it matters. See, this is the thing though. It matters, but if China comes collecting, it doesn't. They're not. It just doesn't matter. And the money's real. I mean, I told him about the. And he said I was brainwashed because the Constitution said gold and silver was legal tender. Gold and silver was legal tender. I'm brainwashed. And I told myself, and they all hated capitalism. They can't stand capitalism. And what I found by examining this is that, actually, I'm going to be honest with you, the Marxist high school student sounded the most reasonable out of all of them that I spoke to. I don't support what she's trying to get at, because their way is based. You're not going to educate or fix the world for everybody to have equal of everything and equal distribution. It's just not going to happen. It's been tried throughout human history, and this all reverts back to what most important thing is out there: the final authority of all. Above you and above me and above everyone else, including your government, your criminal government, and your bankers. God. That's the final authority, whether you like it or not. And I remember this guy I was talking to, and we were going back and forth, and it was a good conversation. We weren't arguing or debating, but he was, we were just having a discussion, and it lasted for about 30 minutes. And his whole point of view is that, socialist type of way of not national socialism, but socialist like the AOCs and stuff. This is better. Capitalism is sick, and it can't work. It's going to die out, and you know. And we were kind of agreeing with it is because we do have kind of an imperialistic capitalist society. Because that's all the government regulation. And I was telling him that, you know, he was telling me about conservatives. Conservatives like to conserve. They want to conserve the old ways, you know. Well, that's not true, okay? Conservatives believe in less government, technically. That's what they're founded. That platform is really about conservatives. But they don't back it up and follow through with it. See, they're, like the Trump supporters, they're weak. You know, there's so many of them. You know, you figure 75 million people and they can't get their way. They can't get their man in office. So I don't care. I know, I understand it was rigged the election area, but they still couldn't get them in office. Why? Because they were not strong enough. They didn't do what the Democrats did. The Democrats were out there punching Trump supporters in the face, attacking them and whatnot. It wasn't until the very end the Trump supporters started doing what they were supposed to be doing. And I don't condone violence or whatnot, but that's what the libtards were the ones that started that crap. You know, going after, and they've been doing it for a long time now, especially in your inner cities. If you're white, if you're a middle-aged white man, you get attacked, you're shunned, you're made fun of. The music mocks you, the way people dress, the kids now. You know, you can't be white and tough. Your whiteness is no good. And look, I'm all for, and I don't want to hear no crap about I'm a white supremacist or anything like that. That's a bunch of crap, okay? Because a lot of the black people that understand what's going on, they're the straight shooters that really know what's going on. They support what I say. They'll back me up 100% because I'll back them because they'll stand up and they'll fight for what's right. And I don't mind that. I don't have a problem with blacks standing up and for their community and being proud to be black. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Fine, more power to you. But don't tell me I can't be white and proud. So anyway, this as soon as I started when we were talking about the capitalists, as soon as I got into the God subject, and this went for everybody I spoke with, pretty much, they ran away. They didn't understand anything about God. They did not have a clue. They had no theological, no type of faith-based belief whatsoever. They just couldn't get the concept of the Trinity. They didn't understand dispensationalism. They didn't understand. They kept referring to the Catholic Church. Isn't that odd? That in the end times, that the Catholic Church, the city that sits on seven hills, the Vatican there, Rome, the only city on earth other than Rio de Janeiro, all right? Well, that and now, you know that's where it's going to rise out of the end. You know, in the end, this is going to have a big thing, big play out in the end. We're not going to get into a Bible lesson here, but you know, and the Red Army is going to come down from the north and blah, 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 and, you know, it was 7-year tribulation and all that. But none of these people had any idea what I was talking about. None. And it's like, and they didn't want to hear it either. It's like something possessed them. Like a light switch went click, and their eyes glazed over. It's like, I gotta go, see you later. You know, it's like, wow. So, in the end times, you know, what will men do? Men will be lovers of themselves, boastful. They will always turn away from the truth, turn it back on the truth. Women will rule over their men. Brother against brother, friend against friend, son against father, father against son. Kind of seeing that happening, right? It's not true. It can't be true. It's happening. And guess what? All the figuring out we're trying to do, all our armies, all our tanks, all our guns, and everything that we have is not stopping it. You can't stop the earthquakes. You're not going to stop the ice caps from melting. You're not going to change the climate with your Green New Deals. You're not going to create new type of energy that's going to solve all your problems. You're not going to have a magic car, magic carpet that's going to take you from point A to point B. You're not going to go to other planets and live. It's not going to happen. Okay? I don't care what you say or what you believe and what you predict. It's not gonna, and the earth is not flat. Okay? So, and there's nobody out there that can disprove me. Now, there was one other group that I spoke to on Blog Talk Radio last night. A bunch of Indians. Oh, and you know, I say that because these clowns were doing a podcast, Blog Talk Radio show. And I just happened to scroll through. I mean, I wasn't really searching. I was just bored. And They were just bashing white people, the white man this, the Catholics this, and I agree with them pretty much on the Catholic Church. I mean, I don't, you know, I don't believe that the Pope on the rope. You know, what magic powers does that Pope have that he's Almighty Father? It says in the Bible, only call one man Father in a spiritual sense. Okay, it doesn't mean you can't call Dad, so knock it off. I already know what people are going to say, but only call one man Father, and that is God in heaven. The Pope is not no Holy Father, okay? And there's no father of the priest either that you need to confess to. He cannot heal you and heal your sins. But anyway, they were bashing the Catholics, and this guy, I mean, they just were. Once they started bashing white people, and I noticed nobody was calling and defending whites, I had to start typing in the chat room, and immediately they were like wolves. Well, but like on an injured animal. But you see, I was ever on an injured animal that knew how to fight back. And they goaded me, and I called in, and I just destroyed that individual and their little panel of crews, Indians there, okay? And I did it, and they got angry and angrier, and then they muted me. And because when they couldn't win the argument and they made no sense, they ran away and muted me, and then they just totally destroyed me off while I couldn't defend myself. I mean, it was like they were just we can stomp him on the ground. The power of the keyboard warrior, you know, they can run and run and run, but they can't hide because I have my own blog talk show, you idiots, and I invited you to call in, and I bet you won't because you're a bunch of cowards. And the Indians lost, you lost, and you're not getting your land back, period. Go be happy with your casino and your revenues from your casinos, and that's all you're getting, period. Okay? If you want to start playing that game with me, because you want to start calling me names, I'm going to call you names right back. Do unto those as they do unto you. That's my golden rule. Okay? So the Indians up there, you know, that are maybe listening tonight, or they're getting mad right now, or laughing, drinking, or with their peace pipe smoking, or doing a rain dance, whatever they're doing, you can call in tonight. We can have a discussion, because first of all, your view of world history and the way things happened is totally, totally, completely insane, okay? And it did not happen that way. So you need to knock it off, go smoke a peace pipe, go back in your teepee and maybe read some books and then come back and have a conversation with me. You got that, Tonto? Now, 657-383-0616 is the phone number to call. I don't screen callers, and I don't mute you if you disagree with me either, like all other people do. But I do have to have some sort of order. I mean, you just can't come on here and start acting stupid. But this is the dumbed-down, generalized public we have out there and world we have, and the whole basic what I get from all this is it's crashing right before our very eyes. Everything around us, the new world order is accomplishing its goals, and a new global government is going to everybody just believes what they see, especially when it comes from the government. Now, just for people that are tuning in or people that listen to me faithfully in the archive also, Tuesday nights is going to be a permanent thing now. Tuesday nights and Saturday nights are going to be the show nights. And we're going to be bringing in people from the Republic. And we're going to be having basically what we're going to be doing is using this platform now to restore the Republic, my platform right here. And, of course, I'll still be doing my show on Thursdays on the NSM. And we're going to be talking, learning about the Constitution and understanding what really our government is supposed to be about. And we're going to reestablish this thing right here on this podcast show. And we're going to be a platform here, and we're going to be bringing the church out into. So all the Christians out there, you people out there, you're always getting pointed at, you know, they're hypocrites in the churches. That's why we don't go to church. Well, we're going to bring in the theology professors. We're going to bring in the pastors. We're going to bring in the Republic, and we're going to reestablish and re-inhabit the Republic right here on Blog Talk Radio, understanding the times in which we live today. And that's going to be the plan. And, of course, we'll still do our thing with guests and whatnot, but that's what it's going to be about, and we're going to talk and understand the times in which we live today. And that's what the show is going to be about. So we're going to be bringing in people like Dr. Peter Ventura, Pastor Richard Godinez. Hopefully I can get Dr. Vince Massa from Stanford, Connecticut, Frontline Bible Institute. I'd like to get him on here. We're going to get Governor Carpenter from the Republic. I'm going to hopefully get some others from the Republic also to come in. They've already told me they'd be happy to. So we're going to be talking. We're going to get some real. We're going to start. People have to start taking leadership roles in this thing. You know, there's no more sitting idly by. You have to start getting involved. You have to start working. You're going to have to start really, really putting your bubble of a life aside and start looking at what you're going to leave your children and your grandchildren, and probably live good for yourself. We could still salvage this thing. There could still be an awakening. We could really – these Democrats, this government, this United States Corporation, this Washington, D.C. thing is out of control. We've known that for a long time, and it's time to finally – take it back lawfully, okay? And it can still be done lawfully. But this is where we're going to need numbers. That's where you're going to need numbers of people. One man can't do it. Two men can't do it. 10 men aren't going to be able to do it. Or women, okay? So we're going to have to start getting it together here, and that's what we're going to do. We'll see how it goes. Who knows? According to some people, we're doomed, and we can't do anything. But, you know, we'll see. So, phone number 657-383-0616, press the number 1. Let's see here. I do have some – actually, I have to call into another show. I said I would. Another Blog Talk show. I don't know. As a matter of fact, Mr. Mandelicon is on that show, supposedly. But so I might call in there and see what they're talking about. He sent me a message. So I'll call in there, and if they connect me, you know, I'll give them a couple minutes to connect me. And if they don't, then that's fine. Anybody else who has anything to offer the platform here tonight? Please chime in and press the number 1, and you'll get in here. And I know there's a lot of people out there listening internationally tonight, so I just want to let you know thank you for tuning in. And, you know, listen, the show is about offending you and waking you up, and that's what it's all about. And if people feel uncomfortable with being told the truth or the facts or even taking another perspective that is brought to you, then really, you know, we're doomed as humanity because we're all different. None of us are equal. None of us are equal. None of us. We're all different. And we all have a different outlook and perspective. But every country in the world, there's, you know, there's borders, there's sovereignty. You know, our sovereignty of America is – America is America for its reasons, and it was established and became great for a reason. What reason was that? And if you don't like those reasons, then you know what? If you're here to destroy America, where are you going to go? I just told you about Europe and the UK. You're going to go to Africa. You're going to go to Venezuela. You're going to go to Cuba. You're going to go to China. You really want China to be number one in the world? You really want them to take everything over? You really want to know what they do to their people over there? Do you really want to know? Because let me tell you, I've done podcasts about it. All right, you want to be cut open and have your freaking kidney ripped out of your back, right? While you're alive, okay? Those people over there are animals. Those communism, those communist bastards, okay? China, that is a criminal government right there, criminal. And if I said that while I was standing on a street corner in China, they would take me and they would do things to my body that would make me go crazy. They would torture me. Is that the type of world you want to live in? Is that the type – or do you want to live in a world that you hear what you're hearing right now and you can turn it off if you want to and go do something else? Because and you know what? And it doesn't affect you directly. What type of world do you want to live in? What type of country do you want to live in? Okay? And remember, there is a creator and there is a final authority. So – and you can't disprove me on that because something – you know, we didn't come from an ape or a fish. So – give me about, let's see here, about 4 minutes, and then I'll try patching through to that other show. Hopefully we can wrap it up early tonight. I hope that I'm going to keep the crank callers off of here, and they're just worthless. But for my international friends, we'll play a little New World Order stuff here, so there you go.
Walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not public. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silent, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
A part of that plan, of course, is to induce the gradual surrender of American sovereignty, piece by piece and step by step, to various international organizations, of which the United Nations is the outstanding but far from the only example. The consequent willingness of the American people to allow the steps of appeasement by our government, which amount to a piecemeal surrender of the rest of the free world and of the United States itself.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN founders.
I had planned another closing message, but I feel compelled to say what I'm about to say. Now, I risk sounding like a conspiracy theorist, but it's no longer a theory. What I'm about to say is fact. The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret. They have planned and are now leading us into a one-world communist government.
On the outskirts of the national capital today, black liberty.
All right. What's going on here? What's going on? It's going crazy here. Joseph Gibson podcasting here live, understanding the times in which you live today. All right, here, let's see, Mr. Mandelicon show, let's get him pulled up here, let's see if they answer here. He's got his Queen Latifah's there, or whatever they got going on, and we'll go ahead and call in there, and hopefully they take my call right away, or we'll just listen in for a couple minutes, too, see what happens. I don't got any interesting callers here. I screened a couple in there. It's, they don't got anything interesting to offer. I mean, I don't like to screen callers, but when you call in from a private number and you press 1, I have to, and I don't, you know, I can't take that chance of, you know, starting the nonsense off. Because I listened to a couple of the archive shows yesterday morning, and, you know, that idiot that calls in pretending to be Dr. Peter Ventura, and, you know, the foul, disgusting, perverted language is just, you know, we've covered that so many times, and it's just, it just can't hold up, and it's, it can't be an entertainment thing anymore, you know, the entertainment hour. Go to Tony Talk or whatever if you want to do entertainment. But let's see. Let's make sure I got the number right here. And, like I said, Tuesdays and Saturday, we'll have the be talking about the Republic here. So, all right, let's dial that number.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Talking about... you know, they always, this country, always going to get some foreign person to portray the experience of black people in this country. And I didn't like it, but I just kept listening. But the most horrifying testimony that's coming, that came from them was when they went off on this tangent and said that black people have a notion to fight for what's right only as it relates to what the slaves went through, and what they are not realizing is that 0.1% of black people live in this country. 99.9% of black people do not live in this country. And one of the most critical points that made me just so appalled and offensive and reprehensible to listening to them was when they made a critical term that was so dangerous and so hateful that you just have to challenge it if you understand what the African descendants of slaves really, really stand for. And when you look at what they stand for, it stands for really the counterinsurgency to conquer and divide and put the people in a corner of a box as though they were just some 40 acres and a mule and some reparations. So looking at it from the holistic point, you have to come to the analysis that when they said in the movie, they never heard the word black power. And all of them that was on the panel, they all agreed with that sentiment. But they had selective amnesia and didn't go to the holistic healing for the mind, body, and soul because the original slogan of the Black Panther Party was all power to the people. And it still stands today, all power to the people, which was the revolutionary stance. And all power to the people is definitely the original concept, as well as in this revolutionary time we live in today. So when you're looking at the concept of black power, it's a reactionary position of nationalism, when actually the red, black, and green is an African international symbol for Africa, for the Africans at home and abroad. And that is the bigger picture, which will open up the doors to African internationalism and ties to all the information, knowledge, and resources at our command all over the planet, from Maine to Florida, Washington State to California, UK, University of Kentucky, from the Congo to the Bongo. We are an interconnected society. And if we just lock ourselves with what's going on in this country, in all of our names, in all of our watches, we have a micro vision. And in the creator's world, you have to have the bigger picture, the macro vision on what's going down all over the planet at the moment. And if you look at what's going down on the planet right now at the moment, almost everybody is saying that the White House is the Rock House and Uncle Sam is the pussy man. It is that contradiction that we internally have to solve, and the contradiction of the United States of Africa is the contradiction that the Africans on the continent have to solve. It is they who have to nationalize the whole treasury of Africa under one mighty banner, under the 54 nations that's over there. Just like it is us in this country that has to put down the contradiction of the eagle being law. It's legal but not lawful because our submission gives it permission. Without our blood, sweat, and tears, equity giving submission to this thing, it has no life. So at this time, we only suggest that everyone be prepared to get out of your seat, on your feet, into the streets, organizing, organizing, and organizing for the summer, the spring offensive. The spring offensive is where we have to have masses of amounts of people come together, a multitude of people start organizing. And then when the matriarchs say, this is the day we're going to shut them down, this is the day to get our redress, to get the big payback, this is the day where justice is going to be viewed from all over the world, we have to start organizing for that fast and furiously. If not, we deserve exactly and precisely what we know is headed our way, which is straight up genocide, atrocities, and war crimes. And we say that every elected official is guilty of perjury, sedition, insubordination, and treason. And we have the arrest warrant of class action 567. So I rest their case right there. I hope I've said something that will help the people open up their eyes and get ready to rise, because it's our time now and there can be no more waiting. Much love, much respect to each and every one of you.
Much love, black power, black power. Yeah, I seen the video. That was terrible. The video of, you know, the accidents in Texas, and that really was terrible, fam. It was just, You know, you see these big trucks just coming and hitting these small cars, and they flying, like flying in the air. They're being hit so hard, you know, and it was crazy. It was really crazy, and especially to, you know, things is, I'm not saying that that's what happened, but, you know, I'm pretty familiar with what EMPs are. But also, it was just crazy how it was about a mile or so of this accident. And what didn't line up too well is that the fact that they were hitting so hard. Like, how are you hitting that hard? And, you know, it was supposed to have been black ice or whatever out in the front. Black power, queen, black power. You know, it's supposed to have been this condition out in the first place. Who's going that damn fast? You have to be doing the speed limit. Like, why would you be doing the speed limit if you know that this possibility is black? I don't know. And then that many cars. You know, one car that was speeding or a couple of cars that was speeding, hitting situations like that. It was very strange how that was such a pileup and so hard. You know, hard enough to have people flying through the air. It was pretty bad. And then them trucks like that. Now, I know trucks have a trouble of stopping, but it was sad. And, you know, condolences to the families that lost somebody through this terrible weather, you know, through this terrible change. And because even in my area where we got iced in, I should have been just taking pictures and showing y'all what this looked like. They even talking on the news like this. Hasn't happened here in a long time, you know, and it's pretty bad, you know, like lights is going off and all the other stuff. And that's why I say, you know, supply, I might pull strings and maybe Wednesday might do another live and go over some things with you that you can get some for your survival kits, you know, and your bug out bags that can be cheap, you know what I'm saying, that you can get at Dollar Store, you know, that you might not know that will work, that's important. You know what I'm saying? Even from making your own mask and stuff, you know, with charcoal and coffee filters and so forth. You know, different things that you can do, because some of the things that I may, or some of my soldiers, or, you know, the soldiers that's moving around, even in other organizations, may have had at this point, you know, from gas masks to bulletproof vests and stuff like that, you might not be able to get that no more at this point. That's how I know something's going on, too. Because, you know, ordering certain things, and then the non-selling of ammo and stuff, it's a lot of strange stuff going on, especially if you're a survivalist, you know, and I'm a survivalist, and it's a lot of strange things that's going on. So, you know, if you don't know, then, you know, tell somebody. Black Power. So I'm going to open up another line, and for all the other callers that's on the line, if you want to get in on the conversation, tonight's topic is an uncomfortable shift of power. Let's talk about it. You know, there's going to be some other, throw another one out there. Them black dollars. It's time to start keeping, I mean, break, don't get it. You don't have to have that new thing. You don't have to, you know, start holding on to that money. Money makes a difference with these folks. You got to remember that. But I'm going to open up lines. Got to get a chance to open up. And I'm going to mute the other mic so I won't nobody hear. If you haven't muted your own mic. Okay, line 3860, your mic is open.
Greetings, Panther Queens. It's Akshita Veda calling out of Chickasaw, Alabama. How are y'all doing tonight?
Greetings. Doing fine. How are you?
Good. Doing very well. And I like the topic because we are that uncomfortable shift in power. We have, been against one another as a people for a very long time, and we have been guided in that direction. And that uncomfortable shift comes in when we organize, unify, and begin to build those systems that we need. And the uncomfortable part about all of this is going to be to the system based on the resistance that they get from the shift that's taking place. And so I'm going to keep it basic tonight because I don't want, I want to keep it, on a people level. We're nation building for our legacy, and you know that's what you were speaking about earlier in the show. You know, about the children and how we're preparing to, you know, to set them up. Or, you know, to be basically worry-free and not having to worry about these things that we have been indoctrinated into. So we must build these things, this nation that's to come for our children. And I agree with that. And so I say all power to the people, no power to the sheep. The sheep are those who follow blindly and keep their mind closed to anything that's new and could change. And so in this revolutionary revelation, we come to Class Action 567, which is the only solution. And I know that y'all heard this before. Mandela Khan, the chosen son of the matriarch, speaks about this all the time, who's also, you know, PAIN, the Pan-African Intelligence Network. And so the agenda that's against us as a people is genocide. And so Class Action 567 is we the people, the ones who bring that case, but we have to bring it in unity. And so even though we have, you know, been so separated and divided for so many different reasons, you know, now is the time to become the reprogrammed system, and we have to start this reprogrammed system at home as we deprogram ourselves and family internally. And this is the holistic healing that I speak of, that we all speaking of, which is for the mind, body, and soul, simultaneously healing through deprogramming and shedding off. It's like the purging of your spirit, you know, to let those old things go that no longer serve us, and then to pick up those things that are new based on what we have in our surroundings. We can't make something that's not there of the resources. So when we speak about the people standing together, united in one accord to recall, reclaim, and reacquire all Mother Earth's articles and assets, the first time I heard that, I was a bit confused, like articles and assets, like Mother Earth's articles and assets. It was hard for me to grasp that, but then I started looking at it from the point of resources and everything that the earth has to offer. If we have the materials to build, then we don't need the Federal Reserve notes to purchase the materials that are needed to build. We will use the resources of the land. And so, you know, of course, it goes a little deeper than that, but staying on the surface of everything, the resources are of the land, and that's what we're after, is to get back to our birthright. Excuse me. So the time is now, and I just wanted to come into the conversation and, you know, add my point of view as to how we can move forward as a people. But, you know, what's missing in all of this is the sisterhood. There's so many women who are separated and divided through different organizations and groups, and because we don't practice the same thing, we will separate ourselves, and it's hard for us to unite and come together outside of those differences. And so I'm open to communication on so many different levels, and I'm available when it comes to building and moving forward and being of action, not just of talk. And what it is to move forward. What do we need? What do we? And it's a lot of different things that we need. And so it's a lot of different things that is missing. So how do we get to that point? And so when we put all those things on the table and we can communicate, you know, without any arguing, then we can really solve a lot of problems together, because we'll be looking in rather than looking out. So thank you for allowing me to speak. Again, my name is Akshita Veda, and I'm calling out of Chickasaw, Alabama.
Right on, right on. Thank you for calling in. And that's true. You know, we have to have, you know, different methods. This everybody's, we're so different. And, you know, we have to remember that about each other. And then there is a lot of wounds and scars. Mm-hmm. And then there's a lot of things we've seen throughout, you know, paying attention to history and so forth. And somebody, if y'all can mute your phone so we can't hear you through the show. I'm not sure who's lying, because I got everybody's mic open that way so I can call them back in. Okay. But there's so many different things. And I think one thing that has stood out, you know, from researching and stuff, and I'm sure people have seen, is that we see assassinations. And we see these assassinations at the hands of, it's usually somebody who initiated, looks just like you. Same color as you, look like you, got some all of a sudden hidden issues about you that you don't know, you know, and that makes things hard for us too. You know what I'm saying? That makes things hard for us too because you got to realize that to help with that, I'm going to kind of throw out there, you got to realize that our oppressor is showing us that bad part. You know what I'm saying? Just like I said, the different wars that took place that we actually won. They don't push those. You know what I'm saying? Unless somebody do like I did one time and had a whole show on it or somebody continues to teach it, they're not going to show the success we can have in coming together, you know. But everybody's not, you know, skilled in certain areas. You know, maintain your lane. You know, it just don't, it's rolling. The factory is rolling. You know what I'm saying? Somebody might have to lick a stamp. Somebody might have to lick the envelope. Somebody might have to push the envelope to somebody else. They might have to be the one to take to the post office. Somebody might have to be the one to do the print and the only one that can do it or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But as long as the factory's rolling, you know what I'm saying? And the goal is the same. And, you know, and in our case, it's about us becoming self-sufficient in our freedom. You know, as far as a people, period, you know, and changes in what's going on around us. So let me go ahead and open up another line. Number 7236, yes. 7236, your mic is open.
Yes, how you doing? I was just listening to your speakers, dear speaker. I know, but I know one mentioned to become free. The Federal Reserve is only one aspect of being free. If you're born in America, you're already born with the stamp of the trading bond, the birth certificate. So, you know, you're already enslaved to the money system and contracted in through to the government and the corporation. So how are you going to dissolve those contracts? And even you said, somebody said about money and purchasing power. None of that matters when they print the money. I mean, you know, maybe in small numbers it will in certain areas in the economy. But in the end, they have the guns, they got the army, and you're going to do what they say. Simple as that. How else are you going to defeat the system itself, the cabal or the elites when they control everything?
Okay.
Before
anybody tries to answer that, I just want you to know that I prefer now that, you know, and this is just for protecting everybody that's on this line. You know what I'm saying? That is a question I do not think that you should answer on this line. I really do. We have to become more strategic than we have been. This is chess. This is most definitely chess. And we have to look at it as such. You know, it's a game being played with our lives. So, and it's nothing to, you know, towards the gentleman who put the question out there. You know, it's nothing to him, but that gentleman and you all are not the only one who listens to this show. This show goes pretty far, pretty far. You know, just not just this country, pretty far. And we'll just leave that alone because these people got something going on with themselves, and we're going to let them go into what they're going, because the house is falling. A house is divided will fall, and we're watching that. We're watching it.
Exactly.
Only thing at this point, you know, is just to stay focused on what we're trying to do to become self-sufficient. And then, you know, even other races, whatever might be going on with them, I have no idea. you know, and that's not my responsibility. But at the same time, I think it's their responsibility in their race because, you know, the falling of these higher upper things is going to trickle down on everybody. Because one thing about it, you either rich or you poor. It's as simple as that, and it's going to trickle down. It's going to affect the whole country. But we seem to be the target of anger. You know, when somebody's throwing a fit or something and something's not going the way they want to, it's like, let's go kill somebody black type stuff. Or let's go jump on somebody just out of nowhere type things. You know, that's been going on that we have been talking about. Nobody's been listening to it. We have been talking about it. Our people say it all the time. Then when we come up with ways to try to cope and get through, oh, now we wild, are we doing this, are we doing that? Do you realize how much mental damage is taking place over here in this damn community? No, you don't, because you're on the outside of that community, and the only time most of them show up in our community is when they're passing through to wreak havoc, to make sure you stay in this mind state, to make sure you stay stressed out, to make sure you stay uncomfortable, to make sure that we don't trust each other. They make sure that, you know what I'm saying? Even if it's just, I've seen now, I've been in a situation where I've seen a cop and I watched him do some foul shit to go up to somebody that he knew it was going to make that person look like a damn snitch. He knew it. You know what I'm saying? So these are things that is being done to us. And you have these group of people that were saying it ain't being done. It's not happening. We can't say even what's happening over in your community. So nobody's doing that, but it is. It's worldwide now. It's being televised now. It's being talked about now. But see, the thing is, still ain't nobody trying to do nothing. So we're going to do it for ourselves. We're going to do it for ourselves. Black power, brother. We're going to do it for ourselves. We don't have no other choice. There is no negotiating that. It's no other choice. We have to do this for ourselves. We have to take this more serious. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, these you're talking about the military. You know what I'm saying? But the military are people, too. They didn't stop making the stuff that they have when they made theirs. Please believe that. They're military. They're people, too. You know, do your research. Really look at some of the fights and who it was with. It was with the military. It was with the military. But see, my thing is, I don't think that particular fight is ours. I think it's going to be other white folks fighting them. I really do, because they got some kind of other agenda going on. We know that when they went up in the Capitol, swangling and dangling and all that, and they call us monkeys. Really? I'm scared of heights. I'm scared of heights. I would have been swinging off shit. You know what I'm saying? And it was just, it was shocking. It was shocking because even all the little threats and stuff that has been made to the black community and stuff like that, you know, okay, you know, okay, threat. Just long as you don't come over here, you know what I'm saying? Okay, we heard you threat. Just long as you don't come over here, we good. But to go to the extremes of what they did, I think was very uncool, because the simple fact that not only what they did is just downright ridiculous, because what did they accomplish? What was the purpose? I didn't hear what exactly the purpose was. You know what I'm saying? Other than a president that got to go. We said he got to go. Get your ass out there. Some of us would have helped come and help his ass pack. You know what I'm saying? He had to go. That was the vote.
I didn't really get the understanding of it,
but the thing is, that to make that move, that's gonna affect us all, because they don't know who's who. They don't know who agrees with this whole move. They don't know if the mass majority of the citizens agree with this whole move, but it's gonna affect a lot of people that just may not agree with that whole move. You know what I'm saying? Why didn't they make some moves like going down to the floor, getting someone on the Congress floor and talk about it? If that can be done. Now, if that couldn't be done, I wasn't for sure that that could be done, I would not say it. But I know for a fact that it can be done, because we did it. We did it with sickle cell. We did it. It got to the floor. Now you see sickle cell commercials. You see them talking about it. You see a sister talking about it. because we're the main ones that suffer from it, because we have a lot of children. Our children are being born with it more again. You know what I'm saying? So it can be done. But these other methods, I prefer, and I'm just going to be honest, I'm a warrior and all this, but I really prefer a bloodless solution. I really do. Because not only is the other people in the world going to see all this blood, but the children are seeing this blood. The children are going to see this blood. And that's from every aspect. Because when it comes to children, I think the littlest ones are the purest ones here, and they don't get corrupted until they start fooling with the adults. So we start installing things in them. You know what I'm saying? On how they should think, how they should be in the world. And unfortunately, we have to install certain things in ours in order for them to survive. And we've been having to do that for so long. Now it's on a whole different level. So, I mean, if it could be bloodless, that would be nice. But I just didn't see that. I don't see that not. I don't see it not being bloodless, y'all. Yeah, I don't see it not being bloodless.
They already drank the first blood.
They
ain't already attacking us. Mm-hmm. On every level. So it's not going to be bloodless. Our children already see us being murdered. Our children are looking at other children being murdered in front of them daily.
Mm-hmm.
Breonna
mm-hmm.
Taylor. Mm-hmm. Ahmaud Arbery. George Floyd. Look how they disrespect to him on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
We have to stay focused on us, building for us. What's going on over there with them? We don't have anything to do with us. Because guess what? None of those executive orders are signed for them. They haven't even sent the aid to Texas yet.
Right.
Had the nerve to even say that we shouldn't be expecting nothing from them. We need to stop being late. Now, I'm going to say this.
What?
We already know who they are. Oh, yeah, you didn't hear the ex-governor, ex-mayor of the Colorado City, Texas.
Come to the phone a little closer so I can hear you clearer.
You shouldn't be expecting.
All right, everybody.
Stop being lazy.
We'll hang up from them, okay? As you can see, they did not want to answer my question. She kind of contradicted her entire self with her message. And it's typical. The black community always wants someone else to fight their problems for them. And that's basically what I got from that message right there. They want someone else to fight their problems for them. When I asked a direct question, basically summed it all up in as fast as I could before they started cutting me off. They automatically don't trust nobody. They said, we can't talk about that here, which I get that point, but at the same time, if you don't trust anybody and we're all doing it for ourselves, we're having anarchy. So we don't support what the white people did, Washington, D.C. But yet, do you see what we did? What have you done? There's still all the abortion clinics are in your community. The COVID is whacking your people faster than anybody else. What's your answer? Self-sufficiency? Keep to yourself. They don't care about America. They don't want to care about America, and that's fine. But what they're doing is they're playing it a little bit smarter, and that's fine. But the time is not on their side in the black community. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because, you're not going to wait it out until you have 80% of the population. It's not going to go that far. And the bottom line is, if this does go down, and what she said was true as far as it's going to trickle down all the way down to their people. Well, what is their people? Their people hate America and our values and our foundations, and they blame the white people for their strifes and their problems. That's this is what their growing sector is through their Black Lives Movement, the agenda that's being pushed onto their community by others. Okay. But we address that, of course, with the NSM, too. And they automatically, because, I'm a white guy, they don't trust me, so which is fine. And there never will be trust between the races. of people. There never will be in the masses, in the mass numbers rate. And the women out there who are traitors, you know, that's fine. You know, go right ahead. But when it all comes down to it, if this does happen that she's talking about, that this host, radio show host, was talking about, if that's what this radio show host was talking about, if any war was to happen, their ass is out of here. Because I know who's going to win. She said the white people are going to go fight. Yeah, well, maybe she's right. Because the white people are not going to allow their communities to be pushed upon like the black communities. Okay. See, they don't get their problem. They won't rise up and fight. What they want is they need mass numbers, and they hate America anyway. That they hate. They don't. And that's a. You know, you heard her, black power. Now, if I got up there and started spewing white power, I'm automatically a racist. I'm a supremacist, and I don't belong here in America. I'm worthy of death. That's what. That right? If you're white and you're proud, you're worthy of death. And the media, the media that's controlled by the long arm of the Jews. We'll use that narrative to divide and conquer and destroy even our own people. Now, I'm not trying to separate everybody and put whites in one group and one in another. But at the end of the day, can't human nature, we're different people. We're not going to – the experiment of let's just all get along. You see, this is a mistake that was made a long time ago, and they all – even all, everyone agrees with it. You know, this migration to America because it's free, everyone wants more. What do I always say? The human race always wants more. And no matter how much you have, you always want more. So that's why people come to this country, because they want more. Well, the fact of it is the blacks did not build America. Whites did. Okay? It was the ingenuity and creation of the founders of this country, who were all aristocrat whites. Okay? They brought their European colonial values here. The Indians then attacked. Okay, they were first Indians on Plymouth when they got, yeah, okay, they didn't have turkey dinner and all, sit there and sing ho-hum, all right? You had many different Indian tribes that were attacking each other, killing each other off already. And a white settling family, as they grew in population, would wander off and explore, because that's what people do, they explore. And these Indians would come and attack them and scalp them and chop their heads off. You know how many violent deaths white people suffered by the hands of Indians? It's not because the white man came here and just started taking land. There was plenty of land for the population at its time. There's still plenty of land today. So that's a crock of baloney. The fact of the matter is that we're different people. They worship a tree. We worship God. They dance for rain. We check the weather. Okay? It's a fact. Does that offend you people? I don't know what to tell you. Oh, let's see. I was holding off on calls, so I'll go ahead and take them since a couple just popped up here on the screen. I'll go ahead with 909. Go ahead there.
Hello. Hi, Joseph.
How you doing?
Suzette. Good. I'm doing all right. You know, I think the biggest problem is a lot of the black people don't understand that we're all being programmed. The people in Washington are basically two sides of the same coin, and it's not a matter of black and white, because we didn't choose to be born white. We didn't choose to be born black. That's just how we were born. I mean, it's not the rich people that I'm going to have a white baby or a black baby. God decided who was going to be born what, and I just, you know, can't see why.
Well,
we can't get past
well
that.
Doesn't your mother and father, I mean, like, for instance, if I go out and I date a white woman, we decide to have children, obviously, then it would be our choice. If I go decide to have a baby with a black woman, then obviously, you know, it's different. You know. So really, we do have a little bit of a choice. Now, are you talking about when we, as the human race, how we originated and the tribes of the beginning of human history? Is that what you're saying? We didn't have a choice?
I'm talking about the people who are already here. Like you, you're born. You were born, and now you're a man. You grew up, and you're a man. You know, your parents fell in love with each other, and you were born white.
Yeah.
I was born brown.
Yeah.
And
okay, I see where you're coming from now. Okay.
Yeah, because it's what's going on right now that we're having this issue with black and white. And the thing is,
can we ever get along, you think? Can we ever get along? I mean, can we really? Because every time something bad happens to one group of people, the other group's going to point their fingers at the system and policies that group of people created.
Well, I don't know if we can ever, if we can choose to get along with each other as far as be civil, but as far as issues, because a lot of issues that take place in communities are isolated to that community, and it may happen in another community as well, but it's not all over the place. I mean, when groups of people want certain rights or they have complaints about things, if the, you know, the blacks feel that they're being picked on by the police, that they're over aggressive, then, you know, that needs to be taken up within that community, but they're pointing to the, you know, federal government. Why doesn't the president do anything? Why doesn't, you know, somebody do something? And it needs to be addressed. I mean, how many of those people actually show up to any of their city council meetings to pose a grief with the mayor, you know, or with the city council themselves, or city managers? That's what we have now, I guess, that really takes the place of the mayor. But, yeah, I mean, they're taking their grief and their complaints to the wrong people. They want to make a lot of noise, but they're making a lot of noise to the wrong people.
That's a good point. You're absolutely correct, because the president isn't king. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't create, you know, the federal government's job is not to police and maintain and micromanage all of our lives. But that's what a lot of people believe today, what you just said right there. They're going to the wrong people. And so, therefore, the government is intrusive into our lives. And you know what? A lot of white people who live out in the country, or like me, I live in the country, or even some in the city, they don't want the government in our lives. I create my own stuff. I have my jobs. I know how to go out there and work. I'm not rich, but, you know, it's like I don't want them micromanaging my life. And then anger starts, you know?
Right. And as far as the president goes, he has very little duties as far as under the Constitution, what powers that he has in domestic issues. It's mostly foreign policy, more foreign things than he has to do with domestic. That's Congress and their congressmen, or in the case of the police, it would be in their communities, the local level, and the state. So,
state representatives,
because when we
yeah.
start dealing with the federal government, we start complaining to the federal government, then they make sweeping laws for everybody when everybody wasn't affected by what's going on in that one little community or two little communities, you know. So it's very frustrating.
But you know what? But you know something? When you talk to black people, when you talk to black communities, they don't understand
uh-huh.
what you just said right there. They feel that the government should control, and they look to the government because they don't want to stand on their own as individuals because they don't believe in individual freedom. And it's just tribalism, I guess. It's their culture because of their heritage of where they come from, the continent of Africa. They have kings and queens over there that monopolize and the corruption that they have. And then the foundation goes to personal belief. I mean, then you get religion involved, and then you get, you know, what's your background, what's your culture really come from. And it all goes back to the beginning creation and then the 12 tribes. And, you know, you just start going back throughout history. So what's the answer today? That woman that I was speaking to is a black power woman. She doesn't like white people. She blames the white community and the government for all her problems. And how do you get through to somebody like that? Can you? Can we? And if we can't, what are we going to do about it? Because we're going to have to deal with it sooner or later.
We would have to have television actually go on the blink for at least 2 weeks before they would be able to open their eyes and see what was going on, because that's what it is. You have programming constantly going and telling them what to believe, and, you know, this is going on and that's going on and these people are being shot up and that person's being shot up and it wasn't fair, unarmed, and this and that. So you start getting people all worked up about something all because of television. And then you have all these opinion people that come on these panels and talk more and feed more into it, gaslighting. And it's a cycle and it's sick.
Yeah.
And if we can get the television to go on the blink for 2 weeks, I bet you a lot more people wouldn't be as high and mighty or as upset as they are today that they were 2 weeks prior to that.
Who creates those programs that are brainwashing us, though? Who's the creators of those? And they have an agenda. Who are those people? Are they? Is it the Jewish-controlled people that have an agenda? I go over to Bert's platform a lot and the National Socialist Movement, and they blame the Jew. They say it's the Jew, and they say, I challenge you to look up every single television station, every single newspaper, which you can't, but just in your area, see who controls the narrative that's being spewed in your community, and then look at the politicians that are backed by the Jew, the liberals, the libtards there, I like to call them, that control the policies, and they create these policies that coddle the people, that make them weak-minded and feeble-minded, where they can't stand on their own. And of course, poor jobs, poor education. You compound all that together, you have a melting pot, a powder keg that's ready to explode, like we see with the riots and everything. And now it's just coming to – I mean, look at the border thing. He's going to open up the borders. I mean, how far – I mean, we'll never have another Republican president, or and which I don't support Republicans anymore anyway, but there has to be a third party. But it's just like, you know, where – you know, who's controlling the narrative?
Well, it is – we have to be careful when we say Jews, because that's a blanket statement, because there are Jewish people that are – what are – they're a type of
– Hasidic.
There's the Hasidic Jews, and then there's the Zionist Jews, and so they're not all the same. So we have to get that part straight, and it's the Zionists that are that want to, you know, control everything. And as far as what Black people also need to understand is that these things that are happening to them are also happening to the white people, as far as a poor education. It's because it's the system, it's the education system. And, you know, the job market. And so all these things are affect all Americans. And that's the whole agenda, is to take America down, because who's in America? Americans. So the great experiment was supposed to be for America and Americans. And so it's not, you know, limited to one particular group of people as far as the issues on the table. It's Americans. They want to take down America. So,
I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly on that aspect. But a majority, you know, or whatever, you can go, then people say, well, a majority of them. But at the same time, there is an elite out there of people, these bankers, the money changers. I mean, if you look at during Christ times, he whipped them out of the temple. The only time he ever used force in his ministry. You know, the money changers, these evildoers, these. And then you see, it always reverts back to creation. And then we have to get back to what does the foundation of our belief, and what's the final authority here at the end? I had that discussion with somebody on the internet last night. You know, what's your final authority? When he said he doesn't believe in God, he doesn't believe in anything. Well, what do you believe in? When you die, you know, you do you believe when you die you go someplace, or do you just go and eat, the worms eat you and that's it, and it's all over? You know, what do you believe? I mean, you don't walk across the sidewalk and, like Dr. Ventura always says, you see a watch and say, oh, how'd that get there? Oh, it just got there. No, it was created by an intelligent designer. So the universe is created by some sort of creation, creator. We just didn't happen to be here. And our conscience tells us that, you know. So what's the final authority? And that's, I think that's where the argument always lies down to. And then you open up a whole other door of disagreements and beliefs that go back all the way to the beginning, you know.
True. But if we set that aside for just a moment, as far as the beginning, and work, you know, from the Roman period forward, because more people are familiar with that, before Christ and after Christ, BC and AC, just in that kind of area, that line, because if anything before that, you lose them.
I agree with you, but the thing of it is, though, it's been tried before in human history. If you do study that and you do understand that and you go by historical and doctrinal and inspirational evidence, you go back to before the flood. They tried that. The Tower of Babel, we're going to outsmart God. We're always going to outsmart our final authority, death. We're going to cheat death. You know, we're going to explore. You know, man's going to explore. Okay. We're going to go to outer space, you know. So you have to say, you know, look, this is only temporary, our planet. We're going to die. You know, whether it be 70 years old, 80 years old, 90 years old, 100 years old, whatever it's going to be, or even, God forbid, some sooner. You know, but whatever it is, the plug of your life is going to be pulled. So don't you want to know where you're going to spend all of eternity? Because this is only temporary, you know?
Sure.
But while we're here, though, we need to fix the problems. I think that's what you're saying. We need to fix the problems that we're facing, you know?
Right. Yes. And there's so many different groups involved, you know, and as far as the Federal Reserve, that's just the bank that holds it for all the parties involved. So, I mean, they take their orders from somebody else. They're not the ones controlling everything. As far as they make decisions, they get their orders from somebody above them. So you have the Club of Rome. You have the Committee of 300. You have our intelligence agencies. I actually have a map of it all that I'd like to send you. I think you have your chat room open. So I'd have to show
it
to you.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. Yeah, do you really have a map of that? I'd like to see that. I've never seen that before. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Like, so let me put that
please,
in.
Please. Yeah, thank you so much. Very nice of you. I always like to learn about the Federal Reserve and who controls the Federal Reserve, and because you know it's the tentacles. I always liked what Ron Paul had to say: audit the Fed, find out where the money goes, follow the money, and then you'll find out how far the long, you know, the tentacles reach, and then you get back to the head of the snake. You know.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah, if you got anything else, I know you're busy trying to send that right now. Anybody else who wants to chime in here tonight? I know I kicked a bunch of people off here, because I'm going to be, didn't want to do too much of a long show here tonight, but Tuesday nights and Thursday night we will have, Tuesday and Saturdays we will have the Republic, and that's what we're going to do, handle the issues of our government, and I believe what this last caller said was absolutely true. You know, handle it at a local level, form local assemblies, local committees, and address these positions and elect people in your community that represent your views, people like you. You know, I think that's, we have to get back to those basics. I think that's so perfect what you said there also, is address it in your local, you know, address your mayor. Some people don't have mayors. We have a sheriff here in my community. A sheriff is the final authority, you know, the most important authority, the top guy here. And, it's just corruption. Man always wants more, a man or woman, and it's just corruption, and it's moral. You can't legislate morality, and it's a foundation that we're just seeing things. It's just screwed up. I mean, you can rack your brain forever on this. Sometimes you got to take a deep breath and just say, oh, man, because we're talking about some heavy stuff right now, you know? But
yeah. Okay, so I posted the address into your chat room, and
okay.
If you click on that, and I'll scroll down with you.
All right, I see it. It's not going to open up for me, though. You see, I can tell you what I could do, though. Watch, I know what I could do. It's not going to open up for me, but I know what I could do to get it to open up. Right here. And then, I'm interested in seeing this. This is interesting.
Oh, okay. Hopefully I have to publish it.
Yeah, because it's not opening up for me here. Yep. I got to copy the link, though.
Try it now.
Yeah, this is good, though. I can't wait to see this. I'm glad there's no whack jobs in the chat room tonight. A lot of people don't go into the chat room too much anymore. You ever notice that? When Blog Talk changed its chat room around, everyone lost their chat room pretty much.
Yeah.
Remember years ago? Do you remember that from Blog Talk Radio years ago, the old chat room?
Yeah. Yeah.
Feels like a million years ago.
My show back in 2009. Did it open?
Yeah. No,
okay,
it didn't.
Good.
It's not. No, wait a second.
Refresh.
Did it open?
Uh-huh. I'm asking you if it opened.
No, I can't get No, I don't have. I have the link, but I can't get it to open for some reason.
Oh, you got to copy and paste it into your address bar because it won't.
Oh,
into
my address bar?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. That's one thing BTR changed was you can't click on the addresses if you put them in your chat room. You got to copy and paste them.
I got you then. Okay. All right. Let's try it. Let's see what happens here. Let's see if what happens if I try to copy repost. Oh, I see. I just reposted it by accident. All right. So, okay. I got it now. Okay. All right. Go over it with me. Go ahead.
Okay. What I need to do is to scroll down. You can see some of the titles and stuff as you're doing that. So it's kind of interesting. There's a video. You'll pass the video, and then you'll come upon your first map.
Now, what's this taking me to? Do I click on this?
No, don't click on anything. You just stay on the page and just scroll down.
All right, I got you.
And you'll see a video that says Tavistock, and scroll past that, and you'll see your first map.
All right. No, explain that to me. This is a map. This is this is the end or the beginning?
This is the end.
That's what I figured.
All of these groups are involved, these side groups, and they all play a role.
Where's the 300 at? I'm looking for that one.
This is basically the pyramid, I guess. But
the all-seeing eye.
Mm-hmm. Okay, scroll down a little bit more.
All right.
Will it let you?
No, it's not letting me again.
Underneath the map, there is another address. It says Gangstalkers Surfers WordPress. Right underneath the map, that first
thing.
Click on it.
Okay. It's not. I'm gonna send. I know what I'm gonna do. It's having me problems. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna send it to somebody and see what he can do with it because I'm having problems here. It just clicked right off me. For some reason, it's not doing it because my WordPress isn't working. Hang on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. Hang on. I know. It's frustrating. You know, I wish they would just left stuff alone because it worked so good before. You know. All right. Now here's the link. Let me see. All right. Let me try this. Here we go. Hang on. I got it right here. Let me try one more time here because this is important information. See if it lets me do it. No, it doesn't. It takes me to Google, verify it's you. You know, that's what it says when I click on the link now.
Really?
Yeah.
Google verify.
I sent it to somebody on Facebook, and he's a computer expert, so maybe he could figure it out.
Yeah.
I had the map, and now it's gone.
Funny.
Can you take a screenshot of it?
Yeah,
and then send it like that, maybe? That would be good.
Send a copy of the map in?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, there's more than one map.
Yeah.
Shoot. Because you said your WordPress doesn't work, that shouldn't really affect it.
Yeah, it's not working. I'm trying to get you in privately too in the chat here. Let me see if I can send it to you. See if I can open it up this way, see what happens. Oh, why is it doing that?
Can you copy and paste it?
Yeah, I know. I copied and pasted. I sent it to somebody on Facebook. They're going to open it up for me. And see what they could do with it, and I'm gonna analyze it. Then we'll go to my chat room now. All right. Well, I'll get it. I will get it. But I appreciate the link, though. I do.
No problem. The chat room won't allow me to post any pictures. I hate the blog talk thing.
I know. I know. Isn't that terrible?
Yes, it is. When you after you open it, let me see. We can do it this way. I'm going
to if you complain to the blog talk there, they just don't ever answer you, you know?
No, they don't. Which one's okay. I'm trying this link. I just posted it in the private chat.
Yeah, I see you now. Yep. Hang on. Well, record audio. Oh, no, I can't record audio. No. Now it's really messing up.
No.
Okay.
Copy and paste.
There it goes. I see it there. I got that link, too. Okay, good. There's the other link. Good. That's the one I wanted. Okay, I got that link. Good. Let me copy that, and I can put that up here. If I put it in my browser, what will happen?
That's what you're supposed to do is put it in your browser.
I did. Well, that's what I'm going to do right now.
If you have, I don't know, Microsoft, Bing, or whatever.
There it is, the committee. Hang on. I'm going to put that back there. Yeah, all right. I see it. There we go. Let's see now. Bring, gang. Okay, now, let's see here. Okay, the Archives Committee, all right, I got right here. Oh, I got it right now. Okay, I got a video right here, Tavistock Institute of Human Relations.
Yes, that's it.
Got it.
Now,
got it.
Scroll down, you'll see the map that I just showed you. Scroll down a little bit more, and then you'll see the Committee of 300 and how they're connected. There's a little map with that.
Got it, and I got all this stuff on the side, the New World Order message and Terminator Genesis, and all this little stuff here is good study, good educational, gang stalking, Bilderberg 2015, Huxley, Brave New World Order. Yeah, I got all this. Wow, this is good, good. All right, social engineering.
Now, if you go down, keep scrolling down, and you're going to come up on a map that's kind of dark, and it's got, looks like little roads all over it, and it says Tavistock, but that connects all, because there's, like I said, three separate groups. And this is the last one. This is what's the one with the RAND group, with the CIA, with the military industrial complex, the Bilderberg, all of that. You'll see that map.
I see it. Yep. I see it. Military industrial government, NGOs, RAND, Tavistock. Yeah. Now, what's that mean, that map?
That map is the third group of people involved in all the shenanigans of trying to take over and make it one world order.
Wow, I'm going to read, you know what, next show I do, or when that's when I have more, I'm going to read this entire thing you posted me on here and just try to give it a little more in-depth discussion about this. I think this is a good right here, yeah. Wow, Brooks are weapons in the war of ideas. This is good. The energy shortage, rise of food prices, scandals in government, and unwinnable wars against ideas like ideologies and terrorism. This is good. This is very good.
Mm-hmm.
This is very knowledgeable. I'm going to spread this far and wide. Thank you.
Yes, do. Committee of 300 were the ones involved with the opium and the cocaine. Because how all these things occurred. We don't have any confirmation, but now we have confirmation with the maps because there's resources. When you read throughout and then you click and then it'll take you to, it'll open up another tab with the information about that item. But So we know about the opium that was brought over here during the Vietnam War and the cocaine and all of that in Hong Kong. And it was through London and through our military and all. Yeah, it's just, it goes into, it pieces all the puzzle pieces together, which is finally something nice to have, because for me, I've been questioning forever, who is doing this? Who is at the top? Who's involved? And then I'd come up with another group. And I'm like, well, how are they all connected? And then I came to this site and I was like, holy crap, that makes sense. So
yeah,
I start looking at the map. Yeah.
This is obviously a bundle of information that you can't read in one day. This takes a long time to learn.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff I've already read.
Right.
But, yeah, I like these maps and these graphs, these charts, how they do it, you know, especially this one down here, global government, dollar collapse, martial law, NWO, corporate fascism, citizen spies. This little – I love this. You know, this is that chaos out of order.
Mm. Yeah. Because when you try to explain to somebody about this and they are not – they just totally have no idea – and so it's very difficult to explain to them without being confusing because of how they all tie in. But when you have something like this, it makes it easy for even myself to understand, so I can show them as well as tell them this is what's going on and who's connected to who. Otherwise, they kind of are like, whatever, it's all conspiracy.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's not.
No, it's not, because it's all provable. It's all provable. You know, it's all verifiable.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Wow. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That's that is some definite knowledgeable information that needs to be spewed out there in the public. And turn off the TV, like you said, right?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
My husband said, don't be surprised if you find two men in suits knocking at your door. He's just kidding.
It won't be the first time.
That's good.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
To you.
All
yeah,
right.
No
thank
problem.
You so much.
I actually wanted to get it to you for a while, but you were really busy with phone calls and guests and stuff, and the chat room was a disaster. And so this is like the first time I've actually had a moment. So I'm like, all right, let's send it.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Excellent caller. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Well, folks, but on that note, there's no choice but to wrap it up. So I'm going to indulge in this information here. But this was great. Understanding the times in which you live today. This is sometimes you meet really good people through online. It's not all bad people and negative people. So you meet people, good people that want to teach you and want you to learn. And that's you know, that's a blessing that we all need to take from this show right there. So thank you so much. All right, everybody, I'm going to wrap it up. Hey, God bless. Take care. God bless the Republic.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously